This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 269 for Wednesday, February 17th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market traded to both sides of unchanged Wednesday morning in choppy activity, with losses in the front months and gains in the more deferred positions. Canola down $1.50 to up $2.40. The May contract, it's down $1.50 at $707.70 per ton. New crop November up 70 cents at $574.30. Losses in Chicago soy oil and profit taking after recent gains did put some pressure on canola. However, Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both up overnight, and that provided support. Weakness in the Canadian dollar also underpinned the Canadian oilseed. Ongoing concerns over tightening old crop supplies remained supportive as well. Australia released updated production estimates pegging the country's canola crop at 4.1 million tons. That would be up by 74% on the year and 400,000 tons above an earlier estimate. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower, taking back some of yesterday's gains. Soybeans down 4 cents in the May contract at $13.81 per bushel. After moving higher for the three previous sessions, soybeans were due for a profit-taking correction from a chart standpoint. The advancing South American harvest also weighed on values, although rain delays in parts of Brazil did remain supportive. A lack of Chinese demand as markets there remain closed for the Lunar New Year holiday did pressure beans as well today. Corn, it's down. The March contract the May contract down 1.5 cents at $5.48 per bushel. Corn took some direction from soybeans and wheat. The USDA is set to release baseline acreage projections tomorrow, with expectations for increases in both U.S. corn and soybean area on the year. Wheat is posting the largest losses this morning, correcting after yesterday's rally. Minneapolis spring wheat down 12 cents in the May contract at $6.29 per bushel. Kansas City down 16 cents in May at $6.27 per bushel. And Chicago down 16 cents in the May contract at $6.45 per bushel. Cold temperatures across the U.S. plains have raised concerns over winter kill over the past week, but the extent of any damage remains to be seen, and the wheat market took a breather today. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, February 17th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.